And welcome to Sapphic Survival Guide, where we are queer to answer your questions. My name's Cheyenne.
And I'm Gina.
Class is now in session. Today we're going to be talking about traveling while gay, sapphic travels, road trips, flights, travel abroad, everything. Because, traveling when you're a queer person is a little bit different than, cishet people traveling. Gina, I feel like you are the connoisseur as of right now, just because you just traveled across the United States to live. Actually, you moved across the country and then you've moved back a few years later.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of travel, but it's not obviously like necessarily the fun kind of travel. That's more like doing shit travel.
Yeah, not for leisure.
Yes. Have you traveled a lot?
I've traveled a lot with my family, but I wasn't like out for a lot of that traveling, although I was dating someone when my family went to Greece. And so Greece was pretty accepting of a kind like Mykonos, especially. That's a very gay area. So it wasn't like something I had to be. I mean, my partner at the time didn't go with me, but it was just like not something I had to hide. I do travel with my partner a lot, although I've done the most traveling with my family. And I don't think I've gone anywhere that's outwardly homophobic, although the only place my girlfriend and I have gone together that wasn't in the US was Puerto Vallarta, Mexico, and that's like a very, very gay place. Otherwise, we've just done like US travel. I don't find that it's there's a lot of homophobia when you're going around the US. It's more like maybe like small microaggressions, like giving you two hotel beds or something. As far as my experience, like we've never had any bad experiences go thus far, knock on wood.
Yeah.
What's your travel experiences look like?
So I haven't done a ton of travel, honestly. Like my mom's never been on a plane, so I didn't go on one until I was like 23 or 4 maybe. And I've been to like Mexico and Canada, but I've never gone farther west than like Chicago. So I haven't been a ton of places. So any out of the country questions we have are probably not going to be the biggest to help on personally. But I've definitely had some homophobic experiences. It's not like the worst thing that could ever happen, but my partner and I were in Pittsburgh actually, and not my current partner, this is my ex, but she got called a slur, and that made us feel unsafe in the street, that just like a random man like walked by us and yelled things at us and made us feel like we couldn't be there.
Yikes.
Obviously, it could be a lot worse than that, but also obviously it shouldn't even come down to that. Like we shouldn't be worried about holding hands in public or existing next to each other in public or like presenting a certain way. I don't know. It's frustrating.
Right.
It's scary. But I think like obviously certain places where being gay is illegal, it's harder to travel to those countries as a queer person. But I think there's a lot of ways around places where it's like more like a cultural taboo, because like even in the US,
yeah,
a lot of people are gay, a lot of people are queer friendly, but does that mean you're 100% safe all the time? Does that mean you're gonna have the best experiences? Not necessarily. So I think it's about knowing the culture of wherever you're going and being willing to kind of like go back in the closet while you're at a place if you want to travel there. It's hard because it's like it sucks that we can't travel to certain places or can't advocate for traveling, but then I've heard the argument like, do you want to be giving that government your money if
true,
you know they do have like anti-gay or anti-trans legislation? But then it's like, we're giving the United States our tax money.
Right.
So, it's hard because like I feel like as people, borders aren't real and like we should be able to travel and see as much of the world as we want. And it's really sad that we have to worry about this.
Right. Yeah. And even one of the questions we got is, what are the tips for traveling in homophobic countries? And Cheyenne, even you just said you can go back in the closet when you go to that country. I think the biggest thing for doing that kind of traveling is research. Like, Is it something that is going to get you thrown in jail, or is it something where people might give you dirty looks? Like, if you're not safe, number one, do you really want to travel there just to like risk it? Like, what's the purpose of this trip? Is this something you really, really need to do? And if it is something where you're not going to go to jail, it's just not like a cultural norm, like you said, that's where you can kind of have the choice of like, okay, well, we could just let them turn their nose up and be like, what, you know, stupid Americans, or we can have, this is also assuming that the person asking this question is American. So I shouldn't even say stupid Americans, because you might be a stupid, whatever you are. But like, I think you can opt to like, yeah, lie and say, this is my business partner, this is my sister, brother, this is my whatever. Like, you can go back in the closet, but I definitely think you need to do a lot of research. And is it like, is it the whole country? Is it just certain parts? Are there gay bars? Are there queer safe havens? Are there queer spaces that you can go to in those countries and kind of go from there, but stay safe?
Yeah, I think safety is a hard thing to say because, like, we have a person who asked, how do I know where is safe for me and my partner to travel? And I think safety is very subjective, and there are a lot of like different factors that go into what makes a place safe for you. Like, maybe a place is very queer friendly, but they're super racist. And so, if you're a queer person of color, maybe you don't want to go to that place because, you know, they would accept you for that, but not for your skin color. Like, I feel like a lot of the time I think of, like, I see like beautiful places to travel, and I'm like, I don't know if I would go there as a biracial person. Like, I don't know if I feel safe doing that. And, you know, I am passable in certain communities as other ethnicities. And if I were a fully black person, if my skin was darker, that increases your chances of experiencing racism and hatred and bigotry. So it's
That's
like,
something my partner and I have to worry about, because she's not passable as anything besides a black person because of her hair texture, her skin tone. And it does, like, my family is super Italian. We've been to Italy, but I've seen online that Italy can be racist sometimes. And I've also seen the opposite. So I don't know if it's like what you're doing, where you're going. I don't know if it's certain countries we haven't done, certain cities we haven't done all that research just yet, because it's not like realistic to go. But if we're going to be together forever, my family's totally going to go to Italy again. And then we're going to have the conversation of like, do we both miss, because I don't want to go somewhere that you can't go? Do we say fuck it and see how much of a risk is that for us if we just
How
say
do I
fuck it
keep
and
you
go
safe and
anyway?
comfortable while you're there?
With a government I know nothing about, like, yeah, it's terrifying. It's just like, you know, we like give, I mean, America is not even great either, but it's like, at least I know we can walk around New York City and no one's gonna give a flying fuck.
Yeah, it's so frustrating, especially when different like intersections pop up with like gender, race, like disability, everything that pops up that could affect how you travel to somewhere and if you do and why and where you travel. And even like places that are not like, I don't want to say out like fully racist because I don't think like it, I wouldn't say it's like a spectrum, but like places where the racism is more like microaggressions. Like, I don't want to go somewhere where I'm being like photographed and like ogled. Like, I just want to be there as a person. And like, I'm sure a lot of people feel that way when they're choosing destinations to travel to. And it's like, so my options are to either like be commodified almost, or to be hate crimed, or to just not go anywhere. Like, how do you decide? And you don't know
Well,
for
my
sure.
girlfriend's a Leo rising, so she was like, we're definitely going somewhere where I'm a celebrity just for being a black person. And I'm like, if that's what you want to do, I'll follow you. But that's something I'm proposing, just for the record.
Well, I do love that for her because, you know, I feel like sometimes people are into that, but like me personally, I
Main
don't want to
character
go
moment.
anywhere where I don't want to be the main character. I want to live my life.
I think that it would get old after like 10 minutes. So I don't think she actually wants that. I think she just thinks like, I could be a celebrity.
But then, like, you're like, oh, actually, I don't want to do this for 14 days straight.
Yeah, and also like it is problematic. So like you can soak up that attention, but it's gonna get real fast. And then you're gonna start to feel like, why is everyone staring at me? Why is everyone's phone pointed at me? Yeah. It's no good. But
Okay.
well, I mean, we've kind of already answered this a little, I think. There are some things to avoid while traveling as a gay. And I think doing research about where you're going, and I would avoid anywhere that it says like you can get arrested for just like looking gay. I guess like come some of the obvious stuff, but I also would just like avoid anywhere that doesn't look like you're gonna have a good time. Like if there's no queer spaces or attractions you're interested in, like why bother with the risk, I guess, is my only other comment on that.
Yeah, I would also avoid either going to places that don't allow sex toys, if that's something that you would like to bring with you, or avoid bringing sex toys unless you've done your research, because certain countries don't even let you bring them in. And that
Wow,
would
I didn't
suck
know
if
that.
you, yeah, I like considered going to Bali at one point, and it was gonna be like a big like gay trip, and that was like one of the things that people who were interested in the trip said, like, we can't have sex toys there, by the way. And I was like, oh, I didn't even think about that, but that makes sense.
Wow.
And what if you brought like your most expensive sex toys to have sex in Bali and you can't even bring them
Oh.
in, and then you have to throw it? Like, that sucks. So I think it's important to like do research on things you might be bringing, little things like that, because
That makes sense.
that would be
Yeah.
so sad.
Wow, crazy.
So another question we got was, how do I make gay friends while living abroad as an expat?
I had to Google and now I forget. What's an expat?
It's like someone who like moved abroad from the United States, basically.
Oh, they don't have to have been from the United States, it
Oh,
seems.
okay. I thought
But
it did. But yeah, someone who moved abroad and is living in an immigrant, basically.
so I've never lived abroad, and so I think it's probably pretty hard to make friends, period, when you're doing stuff like living somewhere in a country you've never lived in before. I would definitely look for spaces that either are queer or that queer people are more likely to go to, even if there aren't just like outwardly like queer bars. Like if you're in Germany, for example, like you might want to check out which of their, there's a lot of like those like house clubs kind of EDM music and stuff. And I bet that some of those are more inclusive than others. So I guess like my advice is like find a space that's queer friendly or that queers will be in if you want gay friends specifically, or like message boards. Like I'm sure that there's all kinds of groups online you can find people in these days. That's a lot of times how I've made friends.
Yeah, I'm sure you could go on like Reddit or find Facebook groups of queer people in certain cities or areas. Obviously, there's also like Tinder or Bumble BFF if you're specifically looking for friends, or if you like go on Tinder and you meet someone and you're not vibing, like, hello, new friend. But not vibing that way, I should say, because you could vibe as a friend, or like maybe they have gay friends that they could kind of take you under their wing and take you to the cool places. Yeah, I think if you meet like one or two queer people, it could help open up some doors, because my best friend, she lived in Mexico for a bit and she didn't identify as queer at the time, but her ex's sister was a lesbian and like had a girlfriend. So like, you know, that helped snowball, like that could have snowballed into a situation where she had a group of gay friends in Mexico. It didn't, but there's the potential there. So yeah, I think dating apps, Facebook groups, maybe Meetup, if you've heard of that website slash app, that might be a thing. Yeah, I think there are a lot of different ways. Instagram, Hot Lesbian Hotties, just saying. There. Yeah. Not to self promo, but I'm
Always
self.
self-promo.
Okay. So our last question is, what do you look for when choosing a destination to travel to?
Well, if I'm going with my partner in this scenario, that's definitely the first thing we'll like think about is like, where do we as gay people want to exist in the world? And then it's kind of like from there for us, it's all personal things. Like, do we want to be on a beach? Do we want to be in the mountains? Do we want to be in a metropolitan area? Are we there because we want views? Are we there because we want food, attractions? We're big museum people. So we went to DC and we went for the concert, but we did like a ton of museums, and they're all in small areas, so in like close proximity to each other. So we could hit a bunch in like the same day. We were eating our way through San Francisco and went to like the pier. I've done New Orleans with a group of people, and the food there is just like, oh, the best thing ever. So I feel like you kind of have to go with like what your biggest reason for this, travel is, and then kind of narrow the cities from there, because you're not going to just have everything available to you in different places. Like different places are I'm going to go to different places for different reasons.
I agree. Yeah, like my girlfriend and I haven't done a ton of traveling yet. We haven't been together that long,
But
but
you will
for
be visiting me in New
us,
York by the time this
it
episode
will
comes out, I
be.
think.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe,
Yeah.
actually, maybe not. I don't know. It might be a couple weeks away. It might be like 1 week away.
I don't know, but it'll be our first time on a plane together, so that'll be exciting.
Oh.
Yeah, what we look for usually is like affordability, obviously. We do consider like safety and like things that we want to do, but we haven't traveled outside of the country or anything yet, so I feel like that hasn't come up as much because it's not like we're like going too far from home yet. But we really look at what stores a place has. Like we're big thrifters. We love vintage. We love antique stores. We love flea markets. So we really look at what kind of events or places surrounding that there are because we love some cool secondhand goods. So that's like the main thing that we look for. And like cool like art and like, I don't know, fun stuff to do. Yeah.
I have heard that you shouldn't marry somebody without traveling with them. And so this can be a big thing for you, and this could be a make or break thing for you and JWoww getting on
Maybe.
this
But
plane
I mean,
together.
we did. I feel like this will be less stressful than when we went out of town last summer because we did drive like 11 hours together. So I feel like that's a bit more stressful than an hour and a
That's its
half
own
flight.
pressure cooker. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
true.
And it was a shit show. We had to get it was also a shit show when we went to Columbus last summer, and we had to get like rentals last minute. So like, yeah, the stress of that. I feel like this will be, I'm knock on wood, I'm hoping it'll be a little less stressful for us. But I think, navigating an airport in like a bigger city together will be its own thing.
Yeah, you have to find out if your partner's the kind of person who claps when the plane lands or not, you know.
I hope she's not. I really hope
You
she's
gotta find
not.
out.
I'll be like, let's hold hands. Stop that, please.
So funny. Well, safe travels, everybody. Do your research. Get out there and be gay in different places in the world. And if you have more questions for us, please send us a DM, an email, sapphicsurvivalguide@gmail.com. You can message us anywhere on social media at Sapphic Survival Guide, except for X, Twitter, which is just at Sapphic Survival. You can also call in your question, 724-209-7372. And if you really like us, you should probably give us a rate, a review, wherever you're listening right now. Send an episode to a friend. And if you want more, follow us on Patreon, patreon.com/sapphicsurvivalguide. And you can find me anywhere online at The Libra Gina, including my website, thelibragina.com. I have another podcast also. We recap Jersey Shore, and you can find that anywhere that you find podcasts. It's called Hello.
And you can find me, Cheyenne, at Hot Mess Being on pretty much any social media platform. And with that, class is now dismissed.